Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan is out in Las Vegas. Wants to talk a little Penguins. What's up, Dan?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
I'm well. I can't speak for Ron. Ron, you good over there?
I'm doing well. Wish I was in Vegas. How's the weather out there?
Well, we actually got 2 inches of snow out here, and everybody was surprised that there was snow on palm trees out here.
Well, I'll tell you what, we all have our burdens to carry, don't we? What do you got for us?
Well, talking about Phil Kessel, they're not trading him. So get off that soapbox. You know, you've been...
It's not a soapbox. It's either they have wanted to trade him or tried, or they haven't. What soapbox is the wrong word there?
Well, I don't think it is a wrong word because, you know, Ron's been trying to run Phil Kessel out of town after the first cup.
You know what? If I had the power to run him out of town, I might have done it 5 years ago. Who knows? I have no power whatsoever to run anyone out of town. I know for a fact they looked into trading him. If you don't want to believe that, that's your prerogative. So don't give me the stuff that I've been trying to run him out of town. All as I reported was he and the coach haven't always been happy together, and if they could move him, they would. And that's honest to God's truth. You don't want to believe it, it's okay with me.
Well, that's fine, but I think you guys are missing the big picture when it comes to the Penguins. No team wins in the playoffs if they're giving up 35 to 40 shots a night. The defense is what's going to win in the playoffs.
Well, we're not talking about how the defense hasn't been as good as of late. They have given up a lot of shots. We're talking about how Kessel doesn't give you much unless he scores and how he was bad in the playoffs last year and he's bad now. That's all we're saying. I don't think he's going to be traded, and it won't surprise me if he carries them in the playoffs this year.
He had one bad playoffs last year. One. Yeah, you expect these guys, how many games did those players play those three seasons total? And how many games did Kessel miss?
None, which was might have been part of the problem that he valued his streak more than he did his team. And
he valued his team more than himself.
I don't think so. That streak is very important to him. I think he was hurt last year, although the coach minimized that after the season, if you remember correctly. There's a problem with he and the coach. It's there, whether you want to admit it or not.
The bottom line, he's a winner. He knows how to win. You're not going to.
He also wears out his welcome wherever he's been with coaches.
This was the only team that took the chance, and it paid off. They knew how to handle it. They had the right players around them.
Well, it certainly paid off. I can't argue with that. Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Dan.
I love this. You try to run somebody out. Like, I have some power to run somebody out of town. They could care less what my opinion is.
Well, but this isn't about your opinion. It's about your reporting.
Right. And I'll stick by my reporting.
Mike in Bethel Park, what's up?
Yeah, hey, guys. You guys have been real fair, especially Ron, with your reporting on Kessel up and down. You've been accurate on your analysis of him, but I do agree with you. He has a competitive edge to him, I think, may come out this year with both you guys, and he might have been injured last year, and I don't think he likes to lose, even though he can be a headache. I think he's going to show up this year and put goals in the net, and that's what they paid him for.
I tend to think that too for the playoffs, Mike, but the length of this particular funk is what's concerning me, and it's not really his first one this year either. This just keeps going and going and going. And I don't know how he gets out of it.
And just more troubling to me is he's not shooting. If he's taking a lot of shots and just not finding the back of the net, I'm okay with it. You can't score if you don't shoot, and he's not shooting. And I don't get why.
I guess my logic here, Ron, is if they've thought about trading him before, and I absolutely trust your reporting, then why wouldn't he be thinking about it now with him in this kind of slump right around the trade deadline?
Yeah,
why wouldn't that at least cross his mind
I'm
now?
I'm not saying it won't cross his mind. I just, it can be so disruptive to a team chemistry when you trade a major player like that right now. You do it in the off season, that doesn't concern me as much. I just don't know that you're going to see a blockbuster move like that. I personally don't think you will.
You think Rutherford thinks back to last season at all and wishes he had kept that team together?
Now, fill me in, keeping who together?
Well, instead of trading for Broussard, just had kept sort of the chemistry in that room. Ian Cole and Reeves and Shan at third line center and things like that.
I don't think so. Those guys don't look back, I don't think. You know, now, Rutherford certainly isn't afraid to correct a mistake that he's made, but I think, you know, he thought that it was going to work out last year. Everybody, including him and the coach, said Broussard was hurt. There was a difference on whether Kessel was hurt in the playoffs last year. I don't think he looks back at that, Joe. I think he thought he was making a good move at the time. It just, not all the decisions work out.
Yeah, I'll still defend that move.
Chuck Tanner always told me he never made a wrong decision in his baseball managing career. Never made one wrong decision. And then he'll pause and he'll say, but they all didn't work out. So
I wonder what he's going to do with this deadline. That's all I'm saying in the end. If he thinks, truly believes this team right now, as constructed, is good enough to win the Cup.
I say very little. What do you say?
60% very little, 40% something big.
How about what percent of nothing?
No, I very little is nothing to me, like a depth defenseman type thing.
Yeah, but what if he doesn't do anything?
Well, that's pretty much not doing anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I wonder, too, if he wants the two Florida guys to stick around or if he would flip one or flip Pearson. I just wonder, are they good enough right now as constructed to win the Cup? Do you want Jim Rutherford to stand pat? 412-928-9370. Ed Bouchette, all things Steelers at the top of the hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.